Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman. No, not out on the road. I'm in our 109 East Oakland Avenue offices, and we're on hand again now. Monthly drop by from our friend Dave Heisey, who's a facilitator, entrepreneur in the lane of Crescom management training here in Michigan. Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, Dave.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
Excellent. So I imagine in helping managers and employers along the way, they're dealing with people, and people have a range of personalities. So there are probably techniques for managing personality styles, I would imagine.
Indeed, there are. There are several business programs that put together a look at personality styles, and generally they're all based on the Myers-Briggs personality assessment. If you're not familiar with those, you can Google that and get a free Myers-Briggs assessment out on the internet. There are basically 16 personality styles based on the Myers-Briggs, but for many of the business models that are in use, it breaks down to 4 basic personality styles. These are very popularly used in sales organizations. So the first time you walk in to introduce yourself to a client, many salespeople have been trained on how to adjust their communication approach based on the personality assessment that they do very early in the sales process. For most of these business models that exist, there are basically, as I said, 4 types. A driver is common. And these are A-type personalities, get to the point, love to make decisions, and move forward. There are expressives who, as the name implies, enjoy conversation. They're low-key, non-confrontational, very easy people to talk with. There are amiables who are very similar to expressives, a little less vocal, but enjoy relationships, non-confrontational, again, very easy to speak with. And then analyticals. These are people who are very process-driven, facts and figures are very critical to their decision-making process. And so based on that set of styles, you can adjust your approach with these individuals to better mesh with their preferred communication.
Yes, and in some ways, not to take away from the one that you said about Googling that session, but I've heard it ranging from people-oriented down to task-oriented or over to the introverted to extroverts. And then the combinations match up to that introvert who will still deal with people more than the tasks is that driver on down the line around the quadrants.
Correct. For myself, I've taken a number of these assessments. One of the more powerful ones I did was a 360-based assessment. And the interesting thing about the 360 approach is it provides some perspective on self-awareness. And I was actually able to witness a few individuals who felt that they were, as an example, amiable. And all of the feedback from boss to peers to supervisors came back and said that they were a driver. And so there is a case where sometimes people think they have a certain approach, but are perceived very differently by others. So it's a powerful thing to keep in mind is it's really more important how others see you versus how you would like to see yourself.
Yes, and I also see in the techniques for managing personality styles is to be aware that each of the personality traits have strengths along with a few weaknesses, and that when you've to some degree determined where that person is, not only just talking to them or how to communicate, but also just being empathetic to the communication that's coming back to you, going like, oh, don't take it in the wrong way. Their lens effect of this situation is coming from their personality style.
Very true. And there was very recently, I think, an article published by Harvard Business Review that sort of took a shot at debunking some of these personality assessments. And I both agree and disagree with that assessment. Business is about building relationships with other people. And so the personality assessments, I think, are a great tool to begin understanding another person, but they're clearly not formulaic. You're not going to be able to completely figure somebody out because you've done an assessment of their personality style. But it's a great way to get started, to get off on the right foot, and begin building a strong relationship with somebody so that you can then really understand how they operate.
Well, our 6 minutes are only 6 minutes long. So this, the techniques for managing personality styles, are just one of 24 modules in a baseline of Crescom training. And can you tell the Michigan business community a little bit more on how they might be able to get involved in such training?
Absolutely. Feel free to give me a call, 517-906-6247. Or you can shoot me an email at dave.heisey, H-E-I-S-E-Y, at Crescom. com.com.
All right. Well, Dave, thank you so much for spending some time on the Michigan Business Beat.
Thanks very much, Jeffrey.
Once again, we've had Dave Heisey, and he is a Crescom facilitator here in Michigan. And we will be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.